Trump in excellent health after annual checkup, his doctor says.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
Now the news in detail. Director of Public Prosecutions Gilbert Piri has asked the Economic and Financial Crimes Court, High Court Division 24 feet to the state, 70,000 kwacha and $10,000, which were found in possession of two drivers who stole from their employers. Mr. Piri submitted to the court that the money was tainted property acquired through the offence of theft by servant and should therefore be forfeited to the state. In an affidavit supporting their application for a non-conviction based forfeiture order, investigator Steve Chongo stated that he was assigned on July 14, 2022 to investigate a report by Jacob Bunjovu and his colleague Yona Sikaona, who initially claimed they had been attacked and robbed by Congolese soldiers. Mr. Chongo said investigations later revealed that property valued at more than 11.1 million kwacha had been stolen. He further submitted that the seized funds were proceeds of crime obtained through theft by servant and should be forfeited in accordance with the law. The Anti-Corruption Commission has arrested Hamanyanga, a member of the Ward Development Committee for Corrupt Practices, involving 200,000 kwacha. In a statement, ACC Acting Head of Corporate Communications, Chilufya Chisanga, said Mr. Hamanyanga, 32, of Kishitu Compound in Mulobezi District, has been charged with one count of failure to disclose interest contrary to the Constituency Development Fund Act. She said investigations revealed that between 1 January and 31 January 2024, Mr. Hamanyanga, while serving on the Constituency Development Fund Committee at Mulobezi Town Council, failed to disclose his interest in a loan empowerment application involving his brother's company, Hantulu Hamanyanga Transport and General Dealers. Mr. Sanga said he further participated in the consideration, discussion and recommendation for the award of a 200,000 kwacha empowerment loan to the said company. She has disclosed that the suspect has been released on bond and will appear in court soon. Hundreds of Catholic men gathered this morning at the Cathedral of the Child Jesus for the launch of the Catholic Men's League Constitution, which is anchored on prayer and evangelism. Officiating at the Mass and launch, Archdiocese of Lusaka Pastoral Director Father Peter Banda called on Christians to remain committed to prayer, evangelism and their faith in line with the newly launched constitution. Father Banda has encouraged men to take an active role in prayer rather than leaving the responsibility to women. He said the constitution-making process, which began in 2024, was transparent and inclusive, adding that it is an example the country can emulate.
We gather this morning to launch this constitution. We thank God. This is the moment to realize that all that we have done, this process that we have gone through to come up with this process, has actually been a blessing from God. The authority given to us from God Himself to go through this process. Our faith demands, which is also what our constitution demands, that we may be men of prayer, that we may be men of faith, men who will pray.
Meanwhile, Archdiocese of Lusaka Catholic Men's League Chairperson Denovan Katuta has urged members to uphold the principles enshrined in the Constitution and remain dedicated to evangelism.
Allow me, on behalf of the Executive and all the members of the Catholic Men's League, to warmly thank you for gracing this occasion. Your presence is a great encouragement to us as men striving to live
The Drug Enforcement Commission in Central Province has jointly charged and arrested five suspects following the interception of a public service bus allegedly used to traffic illicit drugs during a successful intelligence-led operation conducted along the Great North Road in Kabwe. DEC Deputy Public Relations Officer Teresa Mawere has identified the suspects as Keisha Singoma of Mushili Compound in Dola, who was also found in possession of 11 tablets of suspected narcotic drugs, David Sibinda, a bus driver of Garden House in Lusaka, Moses Hamashila, a bus driver and resident of Lusaka West, Kelvin Chola, a bus conductor from Kitwe Township, and Miles Silwimba, a bus conductor of Olympia Township in Lusaka. Ms. Mawere said the commission received intelligence indicating that a public service bus which had entered Zambia through Chirundo border post from South Africa and was destined for the Copper Belt province was allegedly transporting compressed high-grade cannabis and Benylin with codeine. She said acting on the information, DEC officers launched a controlled delivery operation and mounted a checkpoint near Kasanda Police Station in Kabwe, where the bus was successfully intercepted and searched. Ms. Mawere has more details.
During the search, the officers discovered 3.1 kilograms of compressed high-grade cannabis, 143 bottles of Benylin with codeine, and 11 tablets of narcotic drugs concealed in the fuel tank compartment of the bus. The suspects have since been arrested and the bus has been impounded. DEC wishes affirm its commitment to combating drug trafficking and urges members of the public to continue cooperating with law enforcement agencies by reporting suspicious activities.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Zambia has concluded its participation at the 2026 African Development Bank annual meetings with renewed confidence in the country's economic reforms, investment prospects and growing role in Africa's development agenda. Held under the theme Mobilizing Africa's Development, Financing at Scale in a Fragmented World, the meetings brought together finance ministers, central bank governors, investors and development partners to explore new ways of financing growth, industrialization and regional integration across Africa. The meetings took place against a broader global backdrop characterized by tighter international financial conditions, climate financing pressures, infrastructure deficits, geopolitical fragmentation and slowing capital flows towards developing economies. The Zambian delegation led by Secretary to the Treasury, Felix Nkulukosa, used the meetings to strengthen engagement with development partners, boost investor confidence and advance regional cooperation. Speaking at the close of the meetings, Mr. Nkulukosa said Zambia will continue leveraging the credibility gained through recent reforms to attract investment and accelerate economic transformation. This is according to a statement issued by the Office of the Secretary to the Treasury.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
International news. Donald Trump's doctor says the U.S. president is in excellent health following his annual medical exam. In a memo released by the White House yesterday, Captain Sean Barbarella said Trump, who turns 80 next month, has strong cardiac, pulmonary, neurological and overall physical function and is fully fit to carry out all duties of the commander-in-chief and head of state. It is his third known checkup since returning to the White House last year. The BBC has more on other global stories.
The head in the Democratic Republic of the Congo is due to travel to the remote northeastern province of Ituri, the center of the current Ebola outbreak. Tedros Adhanom